AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is issuing a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages held in Gaza. The AP Sagar Magani reports the U.S. has been talking with Hamas.
It's the first known direct engagement since the State Department designated Hamas a foreign terrorist organization in 1997.
These are ongoing talks and discussions.
And comes with the Israel-Hamas ceasefire in the balance. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says Israel has been consulted.
Dialogue and talking to people around the world to do what's in the best interest of the American people is something that the president has proven is what he believes is good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Egyptian and Qatari officials had been serving as mediators with Hamas for the U.S. and Israel since the 2023 attack on Israel that sparked the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A memo obtained by the AP shows the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning a reorganization that includes cutting over 80,000 jobs from the agency that provides health care and other services for millions of veterans. Overseas stocks are higher after President Trump granted a one-month exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico for U.S. automakers. The president wants the big three to shift production to the U.S. A Broadway musical is canceling plans to play in Washington at the Kennedy Center next year.
My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you.
President Trump has shaken up leadership at the Kennedy Center, and the producers of Hamilton say they are not acting against the Trump administration, but against the partisan policies of the Kennedy Center as a result of its recent takeover. It's part of Trump's broad campaign against woke culture. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers have become the first NBA team to clinch a playoff spot this season in a 112-107 victory over the Heat for their 12th straight win. Donovan Mitchell had a team-high 26 points for Coach Kenny Atkinson's team.
We got great talent, great continuity, and great togetherness.
College basketball, Alex Condon had 27 points and 10 rebounds to lead number 5 Florida to a 99-94 win over number 7 Alabama. Jay Lucas and Miami have finalized the contract that makes him the school's new men's basketball coach. NHL, Alex Ovechkin scored his 885th career goal to move within 9 goals of Wayne Gretzky's all-time record in the Capitals' 3-2 overtime win over the Rangers. And NFL, the Chargers released 5-time Pro Bowl defensive end Joey Bosa after 9 seasons. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.